Amen. We're in Psalm chapter 118 tonight, and I really want to focus on one verse, and that's verse 23. And it says, "This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes." Marvelous in our eyes. Before we get into the message, I want to show you something that I have with me tonight. Many of you have these. This is a photo album. Now, this is a Walt Disney World photo album that I got when I was on my honeymoon with my wife, and I think we got it for free. We didn't really get it for free because we had to buy two $80 sweaters, and then we got it free, but we got this with it, and, you know, to fill with pictures, and we took so many pictures that week, and just, you know, all the memories that we have and the good times. I was thinking about when we went, and we were 20 years old, just married, on our honeymoon, and I'm sorry, this is just me. I was so excited to meet Mickey. I thought that was the coolest thing in the world. I'm like, Mickey, it's Mickey Mouse. You see Mickey Mouse? Looking at Mickey. I was so pumped to see Mickey Mouse and Goofy and Donald Duck. I'm like, that's my name, Donald. That's, you know, Donald Duck. And just an awesome memory. What else? I mean, space. If you've ever been to Disney, you think of Space Mountain. Space Mountain is just inside roller coaster, and it's totally dark, and it's just stars, and it's the Merrill's what I'm talking about. It's exciting. I feel like a little kid. I'm just like, this is great, you know. We went to one place, and I'm sharing memories with you. There's a reason for all this, but there's a buffet there. It's one of their big restaurants right there in the Magic Kingdom, and it's a buffet. I think it's like, me and Marissa went, just the two of us, and it was like $80 just for the two of us. But I'm telling you, it was the best buffet we've ever eaten at. And plus, Winnie the Pooh and Tigger, they'd come around to your tables, and you could talk, and that was cool, too. But that was cool. Then they had the big fireworks show, Fantasmic, I think it's called, the big fireworks, and, you know, Mickey's up at the top spraying out sparks out his fingers, and we're just like, she wasn't, but I was like, yeah! And just so many cool memories from that trip, from our honeymoon. I can go back, and we have photo albums to record and remember sweet memories that we've had. I think of all the thousands and thousands and thousands, maybe even millions, of pictures I've taken of my boys in their short lives so far. I could probably fill so many albums with just all the pictures that I've taken of them. And if you're on Facebook, you see that I have lots and lots and lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of pictures of the boys from when Donna was a baby all the way up till now. And now Seth's been around for about a little over a year, and just the pictures, because I don't want to forget. I don't want to forget special moments. I just took a picture a few days ago of Seth with a giant mouthful of spaghetti just pouring out of his mouth in his high chair. Big cheeks and the spaghetti falling out. I can think of, this is a funny picture. I can think of a picture that I have. I'll still go back to it and laugh at it. Is when Donald, I don't know if Seth was even born yet. He was just a newborn or something. I don't think he was born yet. Donald was, had an accident on the couch. And there's a big, huge, we have a light-colored couch. Obviously, we have kids. Why wouldn't we? And we have these very light-colored couches. And he's this giant, dark stain, okay, obviously. And he's sitting next to it like this. With a big smile on his face next to his masterpiece, his work of art right there for us. And these are pictures that I can go back to and oh, I remember when that happened. Oh, remember when they were that bigger. I mean, and we've only been doing it for 2.5 years with our kid. I can't imagine some of you who've had kids for many years, you can look back to when they were little and just the sweet memories that they bring back. I know my parents understand what I'm saying. And even if you're not a parent, but even looking at pictures from the past and the sweet memories that they can bring back of when the kids were younger or your old house or whatever it may be. I look at pictures of my house in Massachusetts where I grew up, and it just brings back such sweet memories. I got a picture of my dog, Roscoe, who I had to put down. My first trip home was so sad, but I have a picture of my house, and I think of Roscoe, and just, that's what pictures are for. That's what albums are for. We take albums, we fill them up with pictures so that we don't forget, that we remember, that we can go back and look and be reminded of all the great memories that we have in our lives. I never want to forget those memories. I never want to, I don't want them to lose those memories. I want to hold on to them. I know I'll never forget my kids, but I want to remember those special times. That's why we have photo albums. And spiritually, as a Christian, I want to have a spiritual photo album. Say, what do you mean, Pastor Donald? There have been so many times in my life, even as a young man, but as a Christian, so many times where God has just done something amazing in my life. I've seen God do amazing things in my churches, at college, in my life. I've seen God do some amazing things. And I never want to forget those things. I don't want to forget all that God's done. I'm not saying that I'm not thankful for those things. I'm saying I don't want to forget the sweetness of those memories. I don't want to forget the amazing times and just, as it says in the verse, the Lord's doing, it's marvelous in our eyes. I don't want to forget those times. And there's so many, if I can use the word pictures, so many pictures that God has given me, pictures in my life, pictures of God's greatness in my life. And I want to share some tonight with you. This morning, I preached on Lessons from a Layman. And tonight, I want to talk about a spiritual photo album. Just kind of a simple reminder of pictures that God's given us in our lives. So we can have a spiritual photo album. You know, the first picture I think of the picture of salvation. The picture of salvation. Oh, we know the verse that says, "Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. For thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved." Oh, God's given me that picture of salvation in my life. I'll never forget the day, September 9th, 2001, as a 12-year-old boy sitting in the back of Pioneer Valley Baptist Church. Now, I wasn't sitting in the back because I was a rebel. I was sitting in the back because I was running the sound deck, the sound thing. It wasn't a sound system like ours. It was the tape decks. So if the preacher went so long that it finished one side of the tape, I was the guy that had to eject it and flip it around and start recording again. And I'm sitting in the back doing that, and I don't even remember what the preacher preached on, but I knew that I wasn't saved. I had grown up in church, and I had a kind of a testimony and had thought that I was saved. I didn't remember when it happened or anything like that, but I kind of just grew up thinking that I was saved, and I knew in my heart later on that I wasn't saved. And I'll never forget that morning, September 9th, 2001, from the back of that auditorium, the preacher gave the invitation. Pastor Jerry Cleveland gave the invitation. Pastored that church for 30 years. And he gave the invitation. I didn't talk to anybody. I didn't get anybody. I went up all by myself because I knew exactly what I had to do. And I knelt down by myself and asked Christ to save me and really meant it in my heart. And I got saved that day. And I have that picture of salvation in my life. And sometimes, maybe when I'm discouraged or I'm being down on myself or I'm having a pity party, if I can stop and think of what David said in Psalm 51, "Lord, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation." And I can go back to that day, to that altar, to that church, Pioneer Valley Baptist Church in Westfield, Massachusetts, and think of that moment when the Lord Jesus Christ saved my soul. Oh, I can go back to that spiritual photo album and look at that picture of salvation. Oh, and the sun shines brighter, and the day gets better. And maybe in our lives, in your lives, you have that same picture of salvation. Well, how often do you go back and look at it? How often do you go back and relive that sweet moment in your life when the Lord Jesus Christ saved you and saved you from a fiery hell and gave you a mansion in heaven? Oh, and that spiritual photo album in our lives, we have the picture of salvation. Hey, maybe you don't have that picture of salvation. Maybe you can't go back to a time when you asked Christ to save you. Well, I encourage you, how about we snap that shot tonight? Let's get that taken care of so you can have that picture of salvation. But as Christians, let's go back to that picture of salvation. I think of another picture, a picture of grace. Picture of grace. Oh, I know salvation has everything to do with grace. But even beyond just our salvation, God's grace in my life. Using an unworthy sinner like me to accomplish His work. Oh, that's grace. Giving me a second and third and fourth and on, chance after chance after chance. When I mess up, it gives me grace. Times in my life when I've fallen short, I always fall short. We all fall short. But God has grace. Oh, if we can go back to that spiritual photo album and look at the picture of grace in our lives. I don't have a very exciting testimony. You know what's exciting about my testimony? God saved me. That's exciting enough. But I know that there are some who may have stories beyond that where maybe you lived a life of wickedness and sin and God saved you from your sin. Listen, I was a 12-year-old boy. I was a sinner, but I wasn't into any deep, deep, deep sin, drugs, alcohol, living not for God, living straight for the devil. No, but some of you have that testimony of man, before you got saved, where you just lived a wicked lifestyle and you were just deep in sin, hated God and didn't care. And maybe the prayers of your mother or someone in your life brought you to Christ. And you can look back and think about all the grace that's been given to you. Oh, looking back at that picture of grace when Christ forgave me for my sins. When Christ forgave you of your sins. When He gave you a new life. Bible says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, behold, all things are become new. And maybe you can think back to all those old things, how they did pass away, and God gave you a new beginning, and a new life, and a new love, and new desires. Well, that's grace, folks. That's grace. Looking back at that picture of grace. Picture of salvation. Picture of grace. Oh man, we look back at these pictures and have a spiritual photo album. What else? Another picture. And this is, folks, I'm moving quick tonight on purpose. I really just want this message to cause you to think, to look back at those pictures in your life that God's given you. How about the picture of joy? Picture of joy. Any bit of happiness that I have in my life comes from the Lord Jesus Christ. Nothing that I do can give me true happiness. It only is through Jesus Christ. He is the source of our joy. He should be the source of our joy and our happiness. Any happiness that is not from God is not going to last forever. But thankfully, through Jesus Christ, our happiness can be everlasting. The picture of joy in our lives. I think of, let me go back in my Bible. I have in the back of my Bible, I have a wide margin. And it has all these, almost like notebook paper. And I wrote, in part of it, I put memories from God. And I can go back and look. Some things I wrote down. Here's one. Youth rally, May 19th, 2012. All men did marvel. That was my first youth rally here. Pastor Steve Miller, 3 saved. 4 young men called to preach. 5 young ladies called to full-time Christian service. Hey, that can give me some joy. That's a picture that God's given me. May 13th, 2012. I didn't even know I wrote the date down. I remember this day. This is exactly why I'm preaching this message, because to be able to go back and think of things that God's done. I preached a message in youth group. It was my first couple months. And I preached on Jonah. And I preached a message entitled, "Is It You? Are You the Reason God's Not Blessing Your family or this youth group or whatever it may be?" And I had a young man that I had a hard time connecting with those first couple months, a very difficult time connecting with. He was a senior, getting ready to graduate. And I tried and tried, and I just couldn't seem to break through and start a relationship with this young man. And I remember that night I preached that, and it was a tough message. I remember being broken about it. And after I finished preaching, I just went to my office kind of discouraged, like, why did I just preach that? And this young man came to me and apologized, and we've had a wonderful relationship ever since that day. Well, I can go back and see that picture of joy. January 15th, 2012, first Sunday at Loomis. Pastor passed out. I have that right here. Pastor passed out. That wasn't a picture of joy, but I preached Go Team. September 24th and 25th, 2011, anniversary services at Mountain View Baptist Church. And I remember this these days. My ordination. Oh, so many wonderful, wonderful things that's happened in my life. November 9th, 2012, first teen revival with Grace Baptist Church here at the church. 6 saved in November, in 2012. Teen Spec 2013. 4 saved in our youth group. And just go on and on. I even wrote the word woo-hoo in the back of my Bible because I was so excited. Pictures of joy. Folks, if we as Christians can look back to times like that in our lives, when God did something amazing, when God did something great in your life, when God saved your family member, when God spoke to your heart, when God answered a prayer, when God provided for a need, if we can go back and look at that picture of joy and keep that spiritual photo album handy so we can go back and look at those pictures that He's given us. Pictures of joy. Pictures, the picture of salvation. Picture of grace. Picture of joy. Here's another one in my life. God's given me the picture of fellowship. You know, I had the privilege of growing up at Pioneer Valley Baptist Church. I had a wonderful church family there. Wonderful pastor. Then the Lord led us to Mountain View Baptist Church. Wonderful church family there. Friends for life. Wonderful Pastor Tharp and wonderful Pastor Chad Correa. wonderful youth pastor, Pastor Rich Zavodsky. Then the Lord led me out to Golden State Baptist College and had wonderful several years there and met friends that I still have, best friends for my life. And God did great things and met people and got to know people. Then the Lord led us here to Loomis Park, and I have a wonderful church family, a wonderful pastor. I mean, God has given me a picture of fellowship, of meeting other Christians, meeting brothers and sisters in Christ, and being able to get close and encourage one another in the Lord. Only God can do that. That doesn't happen in the world. No, it does not. To where you can go across the country to another church and feel like you're with family. That's what Jesus can do. And God has given all of us, if you're in this church, if you're a member of this church, He's given you the picture of fellowship. Brothers and sisters in Christ, that we can get to know and encourage one another and help one another and cry with one another and rejoice with one another. Picture of fellowship. I can think in my life, the relationship that I have with people in this room, how I've gotten to know you and maybe learn some about your story and whatever it may be, and the friendships that have been built. Well, it's only God. Picture of fellowship that God has given me. Oh, look back in your life at who God has allowed you to come in contact with. The people that God's allowed you to meet and get close to and befriend and friends that the Lord has given you. Oh, that's enough to make anybody excited. The picture of fellowship. Here's one. Picture of blessings. Picture of blessings. Oh, I went through the picture of salvation. I know salvation is a blessing and God's grace is a blessing and picture of joy, picture of fellowship, but oh, it goes so beyond that. Picture of blessing that God's given me in my spiritual photo album. Picture of special blessings He's given me. And I think of my wife, the blessing she is in my life. And we've 4 years this May, and just the wonderful experiences that we've had being able to share together, serving God together. I heard a preacher once talk about him and his wife serving God together. He said, you know, I want to serve God alongside my wife. I don't want to serve God without my wife. No, I want to serve together so when we get to heaven, we can give high fives in heaven about all that God's done. And I want to do the same. A blessing that God's given me is my dear wife. All that we've been able to do, that's a blessing, a picture of a blessing. I think of my two boys, Donald and Seth. What a blessing they are to me, and the encouragement they give me, and just the happiness they bring to our lives. That's a blessing from God. I know that my kids belong to Christ. He's given them to me to kind of to borrow them for now and to raise them. What a blessing that is. Think of the job that the Lord's given me to be the youth pastor at Loomis Park Baptist Church. That's a blessing. I can think and I can look back at the pictures of blessings that God has given me. And I could go on and on and on and on. But the blessings that He's given me. Folks, I don't want to live my Christian life. I'm always looking for God to do something else great. And that's how we should live. But I don't want to forget about all that He's already done. No, I want to be able to go back and remember the great things that God has done. And look at that spiritual fold-up and look at the picture of salvation and the pictures of joy that He's given me and the pictures of fellowship and the people I've had the privilege to meet and the pictures of grace and the pictures of the blessings He's given me. And I want my photo album to grow and grow and grow and grow and until the day I die and I'm with Him. I want to have a full spiritual photo album. I don't want to forget. I don't want to forget about what He's done. You know, I have this photo album up here. And I didn't show you at the beginning, but it's completely empty. It's an empty photo album. You know, some of us, our spiritual photo albums are empty. Not because God didn't do something great, but we haven't really made it a point to remember. We haven't really made it a point to even record them and write them down or just be reminded of them. Listen, I know that I told the guys before in prayer, could you imagine if I took one picture of my son Donald the day he was born and I never took another picture of him? That'd be crazy. When he became an adult, I would remember in my mind, but I'd never have anything to look back on and to see him when he was 2 and he was 4 and he was 7 or 8. because I had no pictures, because I chose not to remember those things, and I chose not to have it so I could look right at it. That'd be crazy of me to do. I've probably taken a picture a day for how many days you've been alive. But as Christians, sometimes we've forgotten all that He's done. Oh, I know if we're saved, we haven't forgotten about that. But beyond salvation, our spiritual photo album shouldn't just have one picture in it. Just that day we got saved. And that's the best picture of all. But it should go beyond that day of salvation. We should be able to say, you know what? Praise the Lord, God saved me. Man, there's that picture right there. But you know, after I got saved, oh man, I remember I started serving God in that area. I remember I started teaching that Sunday school class, and I got to invest in that person's life. And oh, that's that. I remember when the Lord answered that prayer. I had gotten saved, and I was trying to get closer to God, and He answered that prayer. Oh, I remember when I met so-and-so, and they encouraged me in the Lord, and I got to encourage them. And oh, I remember that time when I messed up, and God gave me another chance. And going through that spiritual photo album, and not just having one picture, but having a full photo album. Sometimes it's easy to give ourselves the glory for the things that happen. And really, God gets all the glory for everything in our lives. He gets the glory. Our photo albums are of us, of what we've accomplished. When really, we can accomplish nothing without the Lord Jesus Christ. Having that spiritual album full of what God's done. Oh, I challenge, don't just have a picture. And I've challenged myself too. I don't want just a picture of salvation. And that's the greatest picture of all. But I want to go beyond that. I want to be able to have... to look back and think of the pictures of joy and the pictures of grace and the pictures of blessings and the pictures of fellowship. I want to even let God give me some more pictures, some more blessings, some more memories. I don't want it to stop now. No, I want my spiritual photo album to go on and on and on. I encourage you tonight, church. Have a full spiritual photo album. Look, even tonight, we're going to have an invitation before our business meeting. Man, I encourage you, if your spiritual photo album is empty, first of all, if it's completely empty, you need to get saved. If you're not saved tonight, you need to get saved. Amen, folks? That's the truth. You need to get saved and have that first picture. That's the first picture in your spiritual photo album. Hey, I got saved. But beyond that, why don't you begin looking back, thinking and saying, God, I try to thank God for what He's done in the past still. I don't ever want to forget those things. Maybe tonight you need to come to an altar and say, God, thank You for saving me, first of all. Lord, thank You for Your grace in my life. Even this past week, Lord, You know I messed up. And Lord, I just want to thank You for Your grace. Help me not to forget Your grace in my life. Lord, thank You for those times of joy. I know we have times of sorrow, we have times of struggle. But our times of joy, if we're honest, they outweigh our times of sorrow. Oh, the song says, I've had my share of heartaches, but I wouldn't trade them if I could. Through it all, God's been good. And the picture, say, Lord, you know, Lord, thank You for the people I've been privileged to meet. And just getting that spiritual photo album back in order, back full, and saying, God, give me even more pictures that I can add to my spiritual photo album. I want to be able to, at the end of my life, look back and remember all that God has done in my life. And not just myself, but to be able to share it with others. That's why I want to have a spiritual photo album, so I can share it with others. And say, you know what God did in my life? To encourage one another. Oh, I challenge you, have a full spiritual photo album. Maybe tonight I said, as the pianists play when they come in our invitation, man, be the first one out of your seat and come down and thank God for what He's done in your life. And thank God for those pictures He's given you. The picture of salvation, the picture of God's grace. Picture of joy and picture of fellowship and the picture of all His blessings, and have a full spiritual photo album. Our heads are back.